Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 10 July 2015. It's Friday. Oh, my goodness. Are we glad it's here? Yeah. So is China. Well, it's kind of like past their prime on Friday, but everybody's kind of glad that there's going to be a two-day breathing space for Greece, Spain, China, Puerto Rico, Chicago, you name the city. Anyway, we're glad to have you joining us today. And Josh is with me in the studio. Thank you, Josh, for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's awesome to be here.
Well, it's awesome to have your presence here also. And
so
you
sweet.
Add such good information most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Every once in a while, you get out there and you disagree with me.
Sorry.
And I have a feeling one of those days will be today, too. But he may disagree with me, because I'm going to tell you about a few people that are not very happy with me and why I do that. Because, you know, I could just delete all those emails and play like they never happened.
Yeah. And it's really not a matter of disagreement between us. It was differing opinions, really.
Yeah, it's differing opinions, but, you know, they will never, ever, ever, ever listen again, except for today to see if I mention their name.
Yeah.
But, right, Steve? Anyway, we're glad to have you join us today, because in the news, there's some good news and some bad news. Did you know that there is probably more guns now available in the United States that have been purchased because of the last month? More and more and more people are getting guns. Wonder why. And yet on television, it's guns are bad, guns are bad. But what do you bet all their bodyguards have them?
Oh, yeah.
And now, if they were going to say no guns ever, 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 then I would say no guns ever, ever, ever for anybody then. No military, no police, no nobody.
Right. That's
nobody kill nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen.
Just get along.
Yeah,
finally.
Yeah, everybody just, and then turn in your. But you got to turn in your knives also.
Yes.
So I would.
Or sticks,
say,
big sticks.
Big sticks. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we could make a collection of things that must be turned in. And no more. What's that kind of wire that has those barbed wire? No more barbed wire. No more, I mean, there's all
cows
kinds of things.
Roam free.
Yeah, we would have to get rid of a lot of things. Anyway, a lot of people say now that this definitely is the final agreement that Greece is going to vote on. Not the final, but the final. And we're going to see what happens. But they say by Sunday, it should all be over.
Oh, good.
It should all be over. And did you know that in one state, they are now allowing 15-year-olds to get state-subsidized sex change operations?
Because 15-year-olds know what they want for the rest of their lives.
Oh, my goodness.
When I was 15.
You can't smoke.
I mean, there was a couple things I knew for sure that I wanted for the rest of my life. But
oh, really?
Oh,
but
yeah.
That was it, huh?
Yeah, just a couple.
Okay. Well, at 15, you can't smoke, can't get a beer.
Can't vote.
Can't vote.
Can't drive a car.
But you can change your sex. Well, I mean, and believe me, I will not get involved in the sex change fight, because I don't have a dog in that fight, don't have information in that fight, and I would hate to judge someone who says, I really am a man in a woman's body or a woman in a man's body. I don't know that feeling.
That's not, to me, that's not the point of, you know, this story. It's whether
that's
or not
right.
15-year-olds have the capacity to decide something
exactly
such as that. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing us back to center, because it's not the issue over sex change. Right. It's the issue over should these children be making these decisions, like contraception, with a device they don't even know has, you know, bad connotations and problems attached to that. Also, I think the draft is coming upon us. I want to bring that up again because they're cutting back 40,000 people in the military. Those may be 40,000 dissenting people in the military. Think about it. Why are they going to take out 40,000 troops when we're at war with every country around the world? I think the draft is coming back, and I think they want to draft people that will have to do what they say or go to prison. And China just nationalized, have you heard the number? Oh, my gosh. of stock losses. We'll be back after this. 4 minute break. A 3 minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It is the first hour of the Power Hour today. Thank you for joining us 8 minutes after the hour. There are no guests scheduled today. We're going to take testimonies. And hopefully we'll get testimonies on some of the newer items that people are using that we've never heard testimonies from. So I'm looking forward to those that will call in with a green stuff or red stuff or whatever, muscle stuff testimony today. And then we're going to take some phone calls during that time also, so we'll find out what you're thinking and what you are liking that you're using at the Power Hour, because people really enjoy testimony shows. They really enjoy hearing what other people think about stuff, whether it's the new manna food or the veggie burgers or whatever.
Heart drops.
Yeah, they like heart drops.
Name the product.
I just saw you guzzling down the heart drops. You had a lot of my heart drops a while ago.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I saw that. You owe me four. What are those? Four dropper fulls. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't.
But who's counting?
I couldn't get it to fill up all the way. So
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. So who's counting? But who's counting anyway? I'm glad to have
raid
Josh.
Raid your stash.
What?
Sorry to raid your stash.
I got a stash here. I got so much stuff up here that I use during the show. Anyway, glad to have Josh with us in the studio.
using all your products.
Yeah. And we are going to be talking, like I said, testimonies and your phone calls today, because there's a lot of tension over Greece, though you wouldn't know it on the stock market because all is well on the stock market. I mean, everything but the Nikkei was up. Now, explain that one to me. How does that happen in a world where everybody's waiting for the big crash to occur? That all of a sudden,
because
the markets are all up.
Because big crashes occur when everyone thinks everything's fine. It wouldn't be a big,
okay,
you know, surprise, shocking big crash unless it just happened,
yeah,
you know, as a surprise.
But it's still not as important, though. What's going on in Greece, what's going on in Spain, what's going on in, and we'll talk about Spain in just a little bit, because they have just announced there is no dissenting in Spain.
Oh, no.
Yeah, crazy. So we're going to talk about that. But none of that is as important as Donald Trump and Jeb Bush and how much money they're raising, because that's all CNN can focus on today. So I know something is affixing to happen, because all day long and all yesterday, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Well, you know why? Because he's gone to number one in several categories now.
Really?
Oh, he's huge now. Because he's saying it like it is.
Yeah.
And when they say, you better back down on that, he says, I don't think so. Huh. I got more money than you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always his answer. Yeah. I got more money than you.
Well, and I have awesome hair.
Yeah, and I have awesome hair. Well, we could debate that one also. Yeah. But I like Donald Trump. I'm sorry. And people are emailing me and saying, well, did you know he supported this and he supported that and he backed out of the birther thing? Well, that may very well be true, but he may get back in the birther thing also. And can you imagine him just making that kind of explode on the scene again? I think a lot of these things are done politically. Now, what's on television is Jeb Bush has raised a total of $112 million. Hillary Clinton has raised more. So here we are, after all this money has been raised, what do we have? Clinton Bush.
Right.
Clinton Bush. All this money being wasted in those two names that will it'll pad the pockets of a lot of people who don't tell where the bodies are buried.
If those two names are what's available to us, I'm just not even going to pay attention to the elections.
No.
You know,
that's why I'm liking, you know, but they're trying to get Rand Paul off the scene is what they're doing. I really believe that, because he was leading and he was out there, and we haven't heard anything from him. And the reason we haven't heard from him is because they won't put him on.
Right.
It's not him not wanting to be on. It's them wanting to make a tinfoil hat character out of Donald Trump, and it's not working.
Yeah.
He's only getting stronger by saying, we're in a horrible financial situation. There's no way we can pay off this debt. Well, maybe he'll get to the real reason of the fiat money system and the IMF and the Federal Reserve, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
I really doubt he would go that far. I think he may know it, but I don't think he's going to say it.
I mean, all his wealth is probably based in that, you know.
Yeah, all of his wealth is there, but I think he probably values the health and welfare of his family more. And I mean that. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to the international news. U.S. is going to develop Arctic military strategy.
It's about time. Russia's been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't you love our Me Too stuff? Like they were building in the Sakhalin Islands, China, off China, in the China Sea, and they finished their military base there, and we said, oh, on second thought, we want part of that, too.
Right. And then I was telling you about how, you know, our symbol's an eagle, and my dad was telling me one time that he was watching, he was working by the river down here on some cliffs, and he was at lunch, they were just watching some eagles, and what an eagle would do is wait for another raptor-type bird, either a, you know, a hawk or a crow or something, to go down and get its meal. And then, you know, fly up to go where it wants to go eat it. And then the eagle would attack that bird, and it would drop its meal, and the eagle would take it. So, you know, as a symbol of our country, I think the eagle is a perfect symbol, because we let someone else do all the work, then we step in and take it now.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, there is even talk that the United States is supporting a coup in Greece.
Right.
And there's even people talking about Tsipras being the...
Antichrist, yeah. I guess
yeah.
there is some, you know... I mean, there's always, you know... All kinds of candidates for that. So.
I mean, everybody's been at least
right,
once.
Yeah.
I don't think you have, Ben.
Me?
No, I don't think you have.
Maybe some people. I don't know.
Anyway.
And that's okay. I love you anyway.
Anyway, U.S. is going to develop this Arctic military strategy. Congress has mandated the U.S. military develop a plan for the Arctic. long overdue, but the Defense Department has not developed a detailed strategy and plan, including military forces that would support U.S. objectives. Don't you know you'd like to get involved in that little job? Wouldn't you like to be the commanding general of that one and like live up there?
We're running out of land to dominate, and
yes.
So we're going to the
imperialize.
Arctic.
That's right. Defense officials have admitted that Russia, which regularly carries out military operations in the Arctic, is ahead of the United States in developing a military capacity in the region. So therefore, me too, U.S., we must go there also. I don't know. If I were in the military, I'd be going, hey, guys, you can do it. I think I'll go to Hawaii.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll go protect the people in Saint-Tropez. European leaders promised the Greek debt crisis will be resolved one way or another on Sunday.
Promises from politicians usually pan out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. The wait will soon be over. Well, this is economic collapse. It says Greece submitted a final compromise to its Eurozone creditors on Thursday. European finance ministers will meet on Saturday to discuss the proposal and an emergency summit. You know what? I'd like to just have the money they spend on water bottles.
Right.
For those meetings.
How much money have they spent on all these meetings?
Bingo. And you know they just send out for pizza. Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Really high dollar expenses.
Candlelit dinners and everything else with airplanes to take them there privately. Anyway, emergency summit of all 28 EU nations on Sunday will make a final and I bet they get overtime too for that. EU nations on Sunday will make a final decision on what to do. The summit on Sunday is being billed as a final deadline and a last chance. I think we've heard that one before, but this really is a last chance, they say. In essence, Greece is being given one more opportunity to embrace the austerity measures that are being demanded by them, but their creditors. So has Greece gone far enough with the new proposal? Have to wait till Sunday. But here's the thing. This last deal that was given yesterday was worse than the first deal that was ever given to them. Because it is going to affect the VAT tax. It's the value-added tax. Mm-hmm. It's going to increase, I think, that to 17% from 6% or something like that. You know, when you keep taxing on the shoulders of people who don't have any money, it just doesn't work. You know, that's been tried before, and it's not going to work.
Right.
You cannot this whole tax the system, tax the people more, I mean, obviously is a failure. It's just a last-ditch effort to keep this thing afloat a little bit longer. But, you know, once this deal is made, it's going to be like the bailing out of America kind of thing. Remember the bailing out, you know, we're going to go bankrupt at midnight tonight?
In 08.
Well, it's been done many, many times.
Right, yeah.
And then it's, no, we're going to wait till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then it'll be a week from then we're going to go bankrupt. And, you know, it's just, that's not going to be an answer.
Yeah.
There isn't an answer. And Germany cannot keep paying. Right. I mean, if somebody disagrees, call in at 855-995-6923. If you really disagree and think that there is an answer,
I would say just wiping out, just writing off all the debt. I mean, who's it
have
up to?
Have a jubilee.
You know?
Yeah, have
who
a jubilee. Well, let it crash and let it go under and start all over again. But they'd have to start all over with the drachma. And I don't think that the EU is going to want every other one of the 28 EU nations to say, oh, we're having a little trouble paying our bills also.
Well, they all are.
They all are.
I mean,
yes.
I'm not going to say all of them, but, well, I did say all of them, but, you know, maybe not all of them.
Maybe not Germany, maybe not, you know, Germany, and maybe not Germany, but other than that.
If every country in the world has debt, if every country, and it's all owed to each other, you know what I mean? Who is the primary holder of all this debt?
Isn't that scary?
Who is it? It's got to be somebody.
It's got to be the IMF.
I don't know.
I mean, is there anybody above?
Everybody owes everybody. Can't we all just get together and say, look, mm-hmm. I owe you, you owe me. Let's just start over, buddy.
Yeah.
You know?
We've got a real messed up thing here. And you know what? On Fox Business News, I want to tell you this. This is a red alert. I heard them mentioning New World Order on Fox Business News. Every time they talk about the situation at Wall Street, they talked about, well, that's just what happens when you enter the New World Order.
Really?
And
I'm not shocked to hear, you know, that particular term on TV anymore.
You should
be. Well, I mean, you know, back in 08, we were hearing it too. you know, over and over again.
But, I mean, to have them just say that. And this is a guy wearing one of those funny coats that does the hand signals, or used to do the hand signals, you know, when buying and selling on Wall Street.
Right.
This is one of those guys. Yeah. This is not one of the anchor people, the info base.
And he said this is what happens when you enter
this what happens when you enter the New World Order.
Now, that's interesting.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. Anyway, China just nationalized an unbelievable amount of stock losses. Now, what does this mean? We'll be back after this four-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Well, I heard there was a secret chord that David played and pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you?
This is 432, ladies and gentlemen.
And it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
You can really get into that, can't you, Josh?
Oh.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, Jeff Buckley's awesome.
Your faith was strong.
Go ahead and play it.
She needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your phone. She cut your hair. And from
what?
David and Bathsheba.
Oh, I thought, Josh, you're getting me off into somewhere I don't want to go. Anyway, that is gorgeous. But that first part, you can just feel yourself going into that music,
mm-hmm.
can't you?
Yeah. I mean, that song is beautiful regardless. It's, you know, I should play the original. It's by Leonard Cohen, who's got a really deep, you know, scary voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's but I love Jeff Buckley's version.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Yeah. That is 432, ladies and gentlemen. 432 cycles per minute, right? 432 hertz.
I thought it was seconds, but I may be wrong.
432 hertz, and it is, as opposed to 440, which is what most of our music is, and we talked about that yesterday with L.C. Vincent. Okay, let's get back to the news now. China just nationalized, are you ready for this, $6 trillion, with a T, dollars of stock losses. Now, see, I don't know how this happens, but they can just, like, make this evaporate. China's stock market had what traders call a dead kitty bounce on Thursday. I don't like that at all, so I've changed that to dead politician bounce. Yeah. Let me start all over again. China's stock market had what traders call a dead politician bounce on Thursday as the communist authorities dispatched police and security personnel to encourage insider buying and to arrest short sellers. With the Chinese market still highly inflated, even after falling $3 trillion in value, China took action last night to nationalize about $6 trillion in losses.
Wow.
Now, in all honesty, I was trying to research this to find out how that happens, and I can't. I don't know how they do that. It's kind of like, okay, it was here today, it's gone tomorrow.
Well, it says they're trying to privatize the risk of financing state-owned enterprises off of the balance sheets of state-owned banks and onto the balance sheet of the public. So, I mean, once again, the public's going to be paying for, you know, through taxes and everything. They're going to take the fall.
Yeah, but I mean,
because it's all
trillion.
Phony.
Because it is all phony. That's right. It's all zeros on a bottom line. It's all zeros. It is
You know what's amazing to me is that last week I looked and their market had fallen, or maybe it was just a few days ago. It has gone, you know, 20% in like a week.
Right.
Or
25% now.
Well, now it's 30%.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I mean, that's huge. You know, 10% in another 10% in a week to, mm-hmm. you know, be devalued. It's crazy.
It is. It is. A bull market in stocks was crucial to the communist leadership. Now, see, they went up like 150% in a very short period of time since the beginning of the year. And that got everybody thinking, uh-oh, what goes up might come down. And anyway, 85% of stock trades in China come from small individuals who experienced a wealth effect from about $9 trillion increase in China's stock prices. The fact that people seem to have felt rather richer probably stimulated a $2 trillion increase in consumption. But with the Chinese people suffering $3 trillion of losses since June 12, over half of all shares suspended from trading for up to 6 months, and by the way, did you hear that? Half of all shares traded.
Hey, JJ!
Half of all shares traded have been suspended. They just said, like, okay, nobody sells stock now.
Yeah, which they can do because they own everything.
Mm-hmm. So. Including us.
No.
They own everything, including us.
You know, you're a slave. You know, a debtor's a slave to the lender, so.
Mm-hmm. It's not good. It is absolutely not good. And also, there was another story regarding Greece. A Nobel Prize-winning economist demands U.S. taxpayers show humanity and save Greece. And that is according to Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz. Let's talk about that after this four-minute break, or three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
And JJ. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
That's 4:32, ladies and gentlemen.
That is Lauryn Hill and Carlos Santana.
By what I have been chosen to perform.
I just love her voice.
An angel came one day, told me to kneel down and pray, for unto me a man shall would be born. Boldest crazy circumstance, I knew his life deserved a chance, but everybody told me to be smart.
Wow, that's Carlos Santana singing a song about Christ?
No, that is Lauryn Hill and Carlos Santana playing guitar.
Oh, Interesting. Sorry. Very good. 432, ladies and gentlemen. We're playing 432 because it's different than 440, and we want you to be able to hear it. If you can, I can't. I really, all I know is it feels so good.
I mean, the only way I can is that is when I, because I have a tuner for my guitar, which I can change the frequency, and so I can have it in, I have one in 440, and then, you know, have my other one in 432, and you know, then I can hear the difference. But, it, you know, when you're in the, personally me, I don't have such a fine-tuned ear that, you know, if I heard someone playing, you know, and I didn't know what frequency they were using, what a, you know, standard A they were using, I wouldn't be able to say, oh, that's 440 or that's 432.
Well, I looked on YouTube and I saw how they actually tune to 432 versus 440. But anyway, be that as it may, let's get back to the news today. Pentagon is reconsidering total F-35 buy, the purchase of F-35s. General Joseph Dunfold, the nominee for chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said he's willing to rethink the acquisition plan for the most expensive weapons ever. Probably going to buy twice as many. Pentagon officials maintained they would need exactly 2,443 combat F-35s plus 14 development aircraft to test it on in case they crash. To deter and flight potential adversaries such as China. The entire program, both developing and buying the actual jets, is projected to cost $400 billion.
Unbelievable.
We don't have any money, and they want to spend $400 billion on new airplanes.
I mean, that's huge. Are there, you know, an extra 2,443 combat pilots?
Probably.
I mean, it seems like a lot to me.
I know. Yeah. While operating and maintaining these planes is projected to cost between $859 billion and $1 trillion, just for F-35s. And they're getting rid of 40,000 military troops because they can't afford them. But they can afford as many F-35s as they want. Unbelievable. Absolutely doesn't make any sense in a world where we've got people starving and we're killing people around the world that we need to go kill more. It just doesn't make sense. And I can't stand to hear these stories. Spain, get this. The government of Spain goes full police state. They enact laws forbidding dissent, unauthorized photography of law enforcement. Aren't you glad it could never happen here?
Right.
Tech Dirt reports that Spain's official police policy is a police state. And on July 1st, its much-protested gag law went into effect, instantly making criminals of those who protest the new law.
That's funny to me.
Okay. If you don't like the new law, don't say anything because you will be...
You can't say anything.
You can't say anything.
Just bow down.
Among the many new repressive stimulations is a 30,000 to 60,000 euro fine for unauthorized protest. So if you want to protest against the government, you must get permission, but you can't do it because it's against the law to protest.
Wow. That is so crazy.
Anyway, that can also be combined with a maximum effect of a 600 to 300,000 euro fine for disrupting public events. This horrible set of statutes has arisen from Spain's position as a flashpoint for anti-austerity protest, the European precursor to the Occupy Wall Street movement. Fines, fines, and more fines now await anyone who refuses to treat authority with the respect it's forcibly requiring citizens to show it. You know who lives in Spain? Robert Redfern.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh,
I wonder what he's thinking about this. No. He's
but
English. But
the law also extends its anti-protest punishment to social media, where users can face similar fines for doing nothing more than encouraging or organizing a protest. Failing to present ID when commanded is another fine. And then there's this. Showing a lack of respect to those in uniform or failing to assist security forces in the prevention of public disturbances could result in individual fines.
That
showing a lack of respect. I mean, how broad is that definition? Or
failure to show respect.
Or
that's a definable
assisting
crime.
Assisting the police in shutting down or preventing, you know, the disturbances.
Who would ever thunk this would happen? Another government agency is buying massive amounts of ammo. Wonder why?
Yeah,
the Blaze says the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says it plans to purchase 54,000 rounds of ammunition in a move that's now... Bureau of Reclamation? Look that up, Josh, okay. And tell us what they do, that they need weapons.
It has to do with water, I thought.
Maybe bad big fish or something, I don't know. Plans to purchase 54,000 rounds of ammunition in a move that's now raising eyebrows after at least one other federal government entity was recently accused of mysteriously stockpiling massive amounts of ammunition. The Las Vegas Sun reported that the Bureau, tasked with managing and developing the country's water resources,
there you go,
is planning to buy the ammunition for law enforcement use at Hoover Dam and Lake Mead in Nevada.
That's the definition of, you know, this. Do we really need a bureau that we don't even know what they do? First
no.
of all,
answer no.
Yeah, is it the Fed's business to run water and control the water? Yeah, I didn't think so either.
No, you get a negative in all those.
Okay, sorry. Right.
Well, no. I mean, you're right though. I mean, what are we thinking here? Mr. Bad Guy, why don't you control my water for me? I'm not smart enough to do it.
Right.
Please take it whenever you need it because I know you are bigger and better and smarter than anybody else.
Well, and obviously, you know, if you have a uniform or a badge of some sort, then you control what falls from the sky. I mean, you shouldn't even question that, right?
Yeah. How dare you take it and use it yourself? But Hoover Dam and Lake Mead. Does that tell you something, ladies and gentlemen? Does that tell you something right there? There's no water there at Lake Mead or Hoover Dam.
It's dropping like crazy, yeah.
Yeah. Gun sales reached high records last month. This past June, FBI reported more background checks than they ever had for that month since they started keeping track in 98. All told, June of 2015 experienced an 11% increase in background checks over the previous year. Isn't it a good thing they know where all those guns are?
Right. Well, just getting a background check doesn't mean that you actually purchased a gun. Like, you could go
really?
Into a store and say, I like this gun, let's do a background check, and say, oh, never mind, I don't want it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would anybody do that? Why would anybody put themselves in the system and never mind?
I'm just saying that just because you go in, it doesn't necessarily mean, maybe your credit card was, you wanted to buy a credit card and it was overdue.
Maybe you returned the gun too. I mean, but still, you're in the system then. I don't know
I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying that it doesn't necessarily mean that a gun was purchased.
Anyway, gun sales always go up after mass shootings and the calls for stricter gun laws that always follow. The Charleston shooting may be responsible for this recent trend. Did you see that CNN anchor? She and her husband, she was formerly a CNN anchor. I used to watch her on CNN years ago. She and her husband were at a Motel 6, which obviously business has not been good for her since CNN. I mean, I wouldn't say she's had a lot of really good jobs. But anyway, she and her husband were there. Somebody broke into their room, and if they had not both been armed, they would have been killed.
Wow.
But that story made it about that little bit on CNN, and then it was taken off.
Oh, they never tell you how many crimes are prevented, because of guns.
You'd think they'd be going, one of our very own's life was saved,
right,
and her husband.
Have a daytime, movie about it or something.
Yeah, right. You'd think it would have been, as big as the 70s. You know, they're doing the 70s now, telling you all the crimes that were committed in the 70s. Not the good things about the 70s, but all the crimes that were committed anyway. Gun sales reach record highs, and so we've got more people with more weapons out there. And I just hope that there's more people with weapons that the government doesn't know about, because you know what that means. Seattle councilman proposes a ridiculous firearm and ammo tax. Seattle sure is turning into a real progressive utopia. Between enacting a $15 minimum wage and letting little girls receive birth control without their parents' consent, they seem to be selling themselves to the progressive agenda. Lock, stock, and barrel, no pun intended. Of course, it won't be with those measures. It never does. Recently, City Council President Tim Burgess proposed a piece of legislation that would tax gun and ammunition sales and force gun owners to report any firearm that is lost or stolen. Well, isn't that right now a law? Aren't you supposed to do that now?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
As egregious as this measure sounds, ordinarily it would be out of place. After all, governments routinely tax all manners of products and services and force their onerous regulations on just about everyone. What sets this measure apart from most bills, though, is the reason why they're doing it.
Yeah, it's gun violence is very expensive. Burgess said that the direct medical cost of treating 253 gunshot victims last year at Seattle's Harborview Medical Center last year surpassed $17 million, with taxpayers covering more than $12 million of that. He says it's time for the gun industry to help defray those costs, and this is a very reasonable way to do it. The tax imposed on gun sellers would be $25 on each firearm sold in the city and 5 cents on each round of ammunition. Wow. Sales of antique firearms and some other sales could see relief from the tax, and not reporting a stolen or lost gun would, I think the fine is like $500, it says. So, it's trying to pass the...
Yeah, simply because there are a lot of people that get wounded and can't pay their medical bills.
They're trying to tax violence,
yeah,
basically.
Taxing violence, like that, yeah. Memphis City Council, are you ready for this? Okay, now. Here is the real problem that we have. The real problem that we have in this country is that Confederate flag.
No. It's dead Confederate generals.
Well, no.
They're causing the problem.
Okay, the dead Confederate generals after the flag. We get rid of the flag, which South Carolina is going to do. Can you believe that? Can you believe they're going to rewrite history? And that is exactly what they're doing. Now they want to dig up dead generals. And, yeah, Memphis City Council has approved a plan to dig up a dead general, a Confederate general. A resolution to remove Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest, his remains from a public park, was passed by Memphis City.
Who was a proud Democrat, by the way?
Really?
Yes, he was.
Anyway, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, and now South Carolina says the flag is coming down. Now the U.S. government, federally, is now going, thanks to Boehner, is going to now address the issue of bringing down all Confederate flags everywhere. I mean, it's just crazy.
I guess Memphis must have a lot of money, in their coffers right now to be able to...
A whole lot of extra money, yeah. Okay, now, I want to say, here's what I think is going to be... It's going to be like here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. Once the Confederate flag comes down, musically... Here it is. That's not it, Josh. That's not it.
I'm having computer issues right now.
Yeah, sort of.
Sorry.
See if you can separate that. See if you can separate that. I want people to hear.
I tried and...
Go get my computer.
Yeah.
Okay, next, moving on. Sweet Cakes Bakery gets the last laugh in gay wedding cake punishment. You remember the people that were fined $135,000 in damages because they wouldn't do a cake for a couple that were gay and wanted to get married? Well, they raised a whole lot more money than that. So now they're saying, hey, it turned out to be a good deal for them. Well, maybe, maybe not. And now this is going to only get worse and worse. See if you can take that hum out of my ear, Josh, if you don't mind. Thanks. To help U.S. veterans, listen to this one. Now, this is a story that I got from Renee. And I'll tell you, she said, don't hurt yourself once you hear this story. And I mean, I'm telling you, to help U.S. veterans charity, George W. Bush went to speak at an organization for veterans. It is a Helping the Hero charity. Helping the Hero charity. Well, are you ready for this? He charged $100,000. And then, not only that, but I'll bring my little wifey here, and she'll get $50,000 just for hanging on his arm there.
Unbelievable.
$50,000 for Lady Laura Bush. Remember, now all these people are injured and can't function because Bush sent them to war in the first place and sacrificed them. And now he also wanted $20,000 for a private plane. $170,000. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what have I told you about all of these so-called veterans organizations who don't help anyone but themselves? I look at Wounded Warriors the same way, and every time I see that commercial on TV of those pathetic people who can't even function, can't even talk, who are blind, who are unable to walk, and they put them on TV, help a wounded warrior for $19, and they play that song, Oh, it just makes me sick. Just makes me ill. $170,000. And so now you've got a president who sent them into war who should never, ever benefit from this, getting $170,000. And that was for the severely wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan. It just is unconscionable, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely unconscionable what this man has done here. But does he care? No. Remember, he served himself, too, in the so-called military. But remember, he also quit because he had to take a drug test.
Whoops.
And he quit that day.
Really?
When he was ordered to take a drug test, yes. And I happen to have the documents. And remember when CBS was having that big fight over the documents? I had the documents, and I sent them to him, and I called them and told them I would give them to him, and they weren't interested. Okay, moving on. Are big banks using derivatives to suppress bullion prices? Paul Craig Roberts and Dave Kranzler said, "This is making more sense than anything I've heard of in a long time. We have explained on a number of occasions," they say, "how the Federal Reserve agents, the bullion banks, principally J.P. Morgan Chase, HSBC, and Scotia, sell uncovered shorts that are called naked shorts on the COMEX, or the gold futures market, in order to drive down an otherwise rising price of gold. By dumping so many uncovered short contracts into the futures market, an artificial increase in paper gold is created." Let's talk about this after this three-minute break, ladies and gentlemen. This really puts it all together, and I think that's why you're seeing the crash of gold. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Hour. Thank you for joining us. I want to finish the story on suppressing bullion prices. Does it make you wonder why gold is the only thing yesterday that was in the red? Everything. I mean, probably the Greece stock market was even up in comparison to gold yesterday. It's unbelievable. Gold was the only thing that was down of everything that I could find. And I don't know, Josh, maybe you can check out behind you there and see what gold is doing. What is that,
1158?
1158.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that's, and it did get, I think, down to 1154. So, I mean, it's really dropped. And nobody can figure out why. I mean, even it's, the little...
So people can buy it up cheaper, the people in control.
Well, true. But, I mean, even the little cleavage babes on Fox Business News are saying things like, what is wrong with gold? We don't understand. Why is gold going down? Well, somebody has forced it down. And I think that what Paul Craig Roberts is saying here makes more sense than anything else. By dumping so many uncovered short contracts into the futures market, an artificial increase in paper gold is created. And this increase in supply drives down the price. The manipulation works because the hedge funds, the main purchasers of the short contracts, do not intend to take delivery of the gold represented by the contracts, selling instead in cash. This means that the banks who sold the uncovered contracts are never at risk from their inability to cover contracts in gold.
Wow.
So there you got it. Okay, now back to what the world is going to be like once that Confederate flag comes down. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after tomorrow.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the answer is
the world is free.
The flag. Keep going, Josh. Let it roll.
All right.
The shepherd will tend his sheep.
Ladies and gentlemen, that came to me. Oh, I love this.
It's quite soothing.
It is. Wonder if it's 4:32.
Tomorrow, just you wait and see.
Just you wait and see. When that flag comes down, all will be better, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, South Carolina, for finding the answer for us. I'm sorry for that. Came to me at 3:30 this morning. I just wanted to let you all know that. Anyway, that's the answer right there. That's the answer. Anyway, moving on. Thank you for playing that. I love that song.
Doing what I can.
By the way, that is a song that was written about what it's going to be like after World War II.
Oh, really?
Yeah, after the war ends, you know, he'll be able to sleep in his bed and,
sure,
you know, and things will be all good and well. Anyway, EPA is clueless on 90,000 tons of toxic waste imported to the U.S. annually.
Why are we importing this?
Because
you're
paid
tired,
for
you're
it.
Poor, you're
yeah.
hungry, and all your toxic waste.
And all your toxic waste. And if we get paid big bucks for it. That's right. I don't even want to talk about that. These things bother me a lot, and I don't want to focus on it. We know it's happening. There, you got it. If you want more information.
I didn't know it was happening. Well, 90,000 tons of hazardous waste entering the U.S. each year. From where? Where does it go?
Oh, like they're going to tell you?
Yeah, they don't know.
Tell us.
It's,
they don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it could be put in your drinking supply, right, for all you know. Did you know that there was a data rupture? That's what they call a hack. A data rupture now. Don't you love that? Well, let's talk about that after this 1 minute, 10 second break. We're going to take your phone calls, testimonies, and whatever's on your brilliant mind today. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.